gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you here. This is, as you know, a gala event designed to formalize the establishment of the Shepherd Society, which comes about because of the establishment of the Shepherd School of Music almost 2 years ago. The fact is that we're delighted not only because there are amongst you some friends of ours who have been our friends for other reasons, who have been interested in us for other reasons, and who are interested in us now for this reason, i.e. music, but also some new friends, people with whom our contacts have not been nearly as close, and we're delighted that those of you who are newly associated with us are indeed so associated. I would repeat only very briefly that this school, which the Shepherd Society is dedicated to, this school which is so young and so fledgling, has already established itself, has made a mark, and is doing the things that we anticipated it would do but couldn't be sure it would do. We're delighted with the dean, the faculty, the students, and the way not only they do their own thing, but the way in which they fit into the university. I repeat for you something I'm sure you know. Rice is small. Rice has only one characteristic which it strives for in all of its programs, quality. By the way, I know everybody can say that, but we've demonstrated it over and over again. And this school, newly established, I believe has already demonstrated that mark. We're delighted to have it with us, and we're especially delighted to have the Shepherd Society. Thank you for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the very outset, I should tell you that I am Robert A. Shepherd, Jr., and let it be known that I have a very small and unimportant part in the organization of the Shepherd Society. Nonetheless, Dr. Hackerman and Dr. Jones have afforded me the opportunity of welcoming you to this very important event, because I am indeed a blood kinsman and bear the family name of Sally Shepherd Perkins, whose generosity is responsible basically for the Shepherd School of Music and, of course, in due course, this society. And accordingly, it's in the role of her representative that I bid you a very cordial welcome to what I hope will be only the first of many such events. I suppose it was in early spring when I received a telephone call from Dr. Samuel Jones saying that perhaps we should discuss the formation of the Shepherd Society. Now, it's always intriguing to think of an organization which bears your family name, even though or maybe particularly when you really have had nothing to do with it. So, of course, I immediately accepted. Having lived in Houston, I was certainly aware of Dr. Jones's outstanding reputation as an artist and as a teacher, but I was really totally unprepared to meet a gentleman possessed of such splendid eloquence and such outstanding organizational and management capabilities. I was also amazed and delighted to find that the society which he envisioned was not simply to be a closed social group, but really was to be the beginning of a grand design whose ultimate end would encompass a Shepherd School of Music composed of 300 very skilled, highly screened, and auditioned students, each one of whom would be on a full tuition scholarship. Now, since a full tuition scholarship is $2,500 per student per year as of now, you can see that this goal is one which will be an enormous challenge. I must really say in all honesty, though, that in the 6 months or so that I've been associated with this project, I have come to be a wholehearted believer in the fact that this job can be accomplished. I don't say that really out of an irresponsible sense of pure optimism, but because the factors of Rice University, the cities of Houston, Texas, the abilities of Dr. Samuel Jones and the people with whom I worked and whom I see in this audience lead me to believe that all of this can really be done. It will be a big job, but I am sure that we can do it. Now, one thing I would like to say right now is that, of course, you can imagine that we searched all of the lists that we possibly could for people to whom we thought that, the Shepherd Society and its objectives would appeal. I'm sure you must realize that we have missed many such people, and frankly, we are having that call to our attention. We want you to know that the membership roles are still open, and we hope that each one of you will take upon yourself the task of finding or thinking of people whom you think would be interested in this society, and then giving those names to Dr. Jones, and we will most certainly see that they are invited to join, and all of those who do join in the near future will also have the position, as do you, of charter members. Well, tonight is really the very first full official meeting of the Shepherd Society in its full membership. I hope that each of us will leave this evening with a resolve that we will do everything in our power to help the society achieve its ideals, its goals, and its objectives. And if we do, I'm sure that they can be done. And again, I want to say how grateful I am for the privilege and opportunity, albeit simply through an accident of birth, of being at least for this evening the spokesman of that society. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hackerman and Mr. Shepherd. 2 years ago, and a few days, Dr. Hackerman and I had the privilege of addressing a group of people who had come together for the inauguration of the Shepherd School. Now, we have another important first. A first in which the Shepherd School reaches out and joins hands with the community. On behalf of all of us associated with the Shepherd School of Music and Rice, and especially on behalf of the gifted young students whom your generosity will help, we want to say as gratefully and as deeply and as sincerely as it's within our power to do, thank you. We are absolutely delighted with your response to our invitation and with your support as evidenced by your presence here tonight, and indeed by the fact that you sent us a little message earlier in the mail. The support that you're evidencing for the Shepherd School of Music. You'll be interested in knowing that, and we don't have final counts because it changed a little bit tonight, but as of late this afternoon, we had almost 350 members. Now that's memberships, so that's times two. Well, there was a potential of 700 people here tonight, and the hall seats 520. You can see we're glad that some of you didn't come. And all of you have together sent in contributions for the Shepherd Society Scholarship Fund, now in excess of $30,000. That's something of which we're extremely proud and very grateful. I'd like to take a moment to give tribute to all of the members of the organizational committee. Their names are listed in the back of the program. They have contributed through their time, through their efforts, through their means, In many ways. I am going to single out a few people in the organizational committee. First of all, the co-chairman, Mrs. Norman Hackerman and Mrs. Sam P. Worden, whose tireless efforts on behalf of the society will go down through the annals of the society as most important to its formation. Mrs. Hackerman, Mrs. Worden. And I'm also going to single five people who chaired the subcommittees as we did our work this summer. Genevieve Demme, Mr. and Mrs. William Bland, Ellen Kelly, Jerry Priest, Bob Shepherd Jr., from whom you've already heard. And I'm going to give a special word of thanks to Malcolm Lovett, who just was an elder statesman and guided us through all sorts of formative crises. Tonight's program is designed to share with you some of the talents of our school, the faculty, both in terms of composition and performance, but particularly we want to share with you the work of our students. Some of it you've just heard, and the second half you'll hear more of. In any event, we couldn't be more excited at your presence, at the sense of purpose that we feel in this room tonight, and we're looking forward to the years together of association between the Shepherd School of Music and, of course, its parent university and the Shepherd Society. Thank you very much.